Good morning. We're talking about the brachas of Baruch Shepazrani Mesha Shalzeh. So we brought two explanations. What exactly does the bracha mean? So the potential nafkamina might be in regards to the making this bracha in regards to a daughter. So if the bracha means, like the second pshat that we said, that a person's deficiencies are visited upon his children, and then the person is held responsible for that punishment that he brought to his children. So that applied to the son and the daughter equally. If you understand that the person is making a bracha based on his fact that he has a chiv chinuch, we will see Be'ez Hashem in the next cloud deals with the laws of chinuch, that there might be some differences between the chiv chinuch on the son and chiv chinuch on the daughter, and arguably therefore the bracha would not need to be said. Nowadays that we make the bracha without Shema Malchus, so those who make the bracha without Shema Malchus, either way you can say the bracha, so it would be appropriate to say the bracha by the case of a Sinus Bas Mitzvah. Because the explanation of the bracha is that the one explanation is that the person is saying, I've done my Chiyuv Chinuch, from now on it's my child's responsibility. So that's true that it is the child's responsibility. But if the parent was deficient in his chinuch, so he's going to be held some level of responsibility for that as well. Yeah, you can't just say, well, yeah, they need to grow up and deal with themselves. But meanwhile, you made it very hard for them. So the Bereshit, as much as the Bereshit, I'm not going to judge them harshly because they're having a difficult situation to start with. That's the Bereshit will judge the one who put them in that situation. So only a person who knows that they've really fulfilled their chiyuv chinuch all the way and all the different elements, and then make the bracha shabbarosh b'tzarim moshe sazeh, which would be an explanation why nowadays nobody seems to have the minhag of saying it. That's the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Hatzal's argument in regards to this bracha. So now we discussed in regards to a daughter. What about the bracha in regards to twins? Twin boys or twin girls. Just for the record, Rabbi Yosef in his Sefer Halacha Brura brings down that. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, what about regards to twins? So, regards to twins, the language of the Baruch is Baruch Shepatani Mesha Salzeh. It sounds like we're discussing each individual child. So, really, the Baruch should be said twice, once we each child separately. Does the mother make the case of the father can't do the mitzvah? It wasn't doing the mitzvah. Does the mother make the bracha? What about a grandparent raising a child? What about a adopted parent raising the child? So, Rav Yosef in his Sefer says that the case that the mother would make the bracha, according to those who make the bracha with Shema Malchus, the mother could say the bracha with Shema Malchus. In case there's not a father available, the mother has the chiyuv chinuch. Regards to a adopted parent, your person would make the bracha without Shema Malchus. The Mishnah Berurah then moves on discussing the issue of the of making a Seudas Bar Mitzvah, and we want to talk about that as well. I just wanted to clarify one more point in regards to this bracha, Baruch Shepatani Mesha Shalzeh. So the appropriate time to do it is to say it is in a moment where you're declaring publicly that the child is bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, and that's done through the idea that giving a child an aliyah or allowing the child to lane, a katan cannot be moti the tzibur. So obviously it must be that he's a gadol. There's an exception to that. The halacha is that a katan can get in the aliyah of maftir. The katan can read the haftarah. We don't do that nowadays, but really Maker Dinner Katan could do that. So choosing the moment that the child gets an aliyah of maftir to make the bracha would seem to be very strange. Some person would actually grapple with that, that would not be the appropriate time to make the bracha. If the child is laning, you could really do it after the first aliyah, because the fact that he's laning is means he's been much of the tzibur, in the case he's a gadol. At that point in time, the parent could say the bracha at that point, as opposed to waiting until the child gets maftir, which really a katan could get maftir. The katan could read after, so there's no declaration of godless being expressed in the act of reading them after. Have a good day.